A federal judge in Virginia has convicted three Muslim men, all U.S. citizens, of conspiring to support terrorism at home and abroad. In doing so, U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkema handed the government a significant legal victory. Friends and lawyers of the men say the case was an attack on moderate Islam. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Paul McNulty, U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, where the trial was held, was as close to jubilant as a federal prosecutor can get. Reading a statement by U.S. Attorney John Ashcroft, McNulty said the Virginia case was one more success in the war against terrorism.
A number of U.S.-based terrorist cells have been disrupted and dismantled in the 30 months since September 11th. This investigation has produced the largest number of terrorist convictions of any single case to date.
In all, 11 men were indicted. Prosecutors said they were part of a network of Muslims intent on supporting terrorism around the globe. Six of them pled guilty and cooperated with prosecutors. The judge threw out the case against another man, and one more is yet to be tried. The three men who were convicted Thursday, all from suburban Washington, D.C., had waived their right to a jury trial because they feared they couldn't get a fair jury in Northern Virginia. Even so, Judge Brinkema convicted each of them on major conspiracy counts and firearms violations, charges that could bring sentences of life imprisonment. Two of the defendants, Masood Khan and Saifullah Chapman, were accused of furthering the conspiracy by training at a camp run by a Pakistani militant organization, which is fighting to oust India from mostly Muslim Kashmir. Khan was also accused of conspiring to aid the Taliban in Afghanistan. These men and the third defendant, Hamid Abdur Rahim, were also accused of buying and hoarding assault rifles and other weapons here in the States. All three were found guilty of conspiracy to use firearms in connection with a crime of violence. And prosecutors said to prepare themselves for combat overseas, some of the men played paintball games in the Virginia countryside. Defense attorneys portrayed the men as devoted Muslims following the tenets of their faith, physical discipline, and self-defense. Although the judge acquitted each of the men on some of the charges, Andrew McBride, a former federal prosecutor in Virginia, said Judge Brinkema's verdict was good news for the government.
I think central aspects of the government's case she accepted, including the proposition that the paintball exercises the defendants were engaged in were not just fun and games, but were in fact military training as a prelude to either military jihad-type action in India or in the United States.
Musad Khan was the only defendant who did not testify in his own defense. He was convicted of the most serious charges, including conspiracy to levy war against the U.S. However, the judge acquitted Khan of conspiracy to provide material support to al-Qaeda. Friends and lawyers for the three men said they were saddened, disappointed, and angry. John Zwirling defended one of the men, Chapman, a former Marine corporal and a convert to Islam. Zwirling said the only reason the government went after the defendants was because of their religion.
This whole prosecution was a reach, and the smokescreen with which they got away with it was made up of fear and misinformation and a misunderstanding of Islam.
Sentencing is set for June. The 11th and final defendant in the case is scheduled to be tried later this month. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.